178 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 146X, American State Trials. In cases of monomania, it is often observed that the individual acts without a clear motive, or if a motive is assigned, it is connected with their delusion. Numerous instances are given in which parents have murdered their children, despite being strongly attached to them. Nurses have destroyed children placed in their care, with whom a warm attachment had grown. Taylor relates the case of a man named Greensmith, who murdered four of his children. The motive assigned was that he was apprehensive they would be turned into the street. He was a man of industrious habits and an affectionate father. The impulse came upon him at the time of the perpetration of the crime. He shook hands with his children before strangling them and bid them an affectionate farewell. Men living on the most amicable terms with their families have been known to suddenly be seized with the delusion that their children were conspiring to destroy them, and while under the delusion have made wills, giving their property to strangers. The fact that a monomaniac acts without an adequate motive is well recognized. How does this apply to the prisoner? Does anyone doubt that he committed the crime charged against him for the purpose of appropriating to himself the money and property that Gordon had about him? Another test is found in the fact that a monomaniac thinks his acts are consistent with reason and the general conduct of mankind, and as a natural consequence of this, he makes no attempt to conceal the crime or make his escape, but openly confesses it. He cannot be convinced that he has done wrong, and in this respect, his conduct differs from mere eccentricity, which is often confounded with insanity, for an eccentric man will be readily persuaded into the impropriety of his conduct. The prisoner in this case not only attempted to conceal the crime, but fled to Dover, where he no doubt supposed he was secure from detection. There is certainly no evidence that he entertained the idea that he did right in killing Gordon. A further test is the loss of affection for parents, wife, children, and friends. Ray, Taylor, and other writers comment on this aspect, noting its significance in diagnosing monomania.